Amy Petulia started the ghost tour back in 2007 when she decided to start practicing law. She and her family always enjoyed going on ghost tours and found it odd that Chattanooga didn't have one, especially since it's full of interesting history. So far, she says the tourists love the paranormal attraction, and with another attraction having been implemented this past May, the ghost hunt, things have gotten very interesting. Petulia and Gentry explain the difference between the two.
A ghost tour is a walk through downtown Chattanooga from the downtown side of the Walnut Street Bridge to the Reed House. We tell people the stories of downtown's ghosts and show them the best places to get ghost pictures and tell them some of Chattanooga's more entertaining history along the way. The hunt is more like what you see on television on some of the different shows. It's an investigation. We have several pieces of equipment, including EMF detectors, a temperature gun, and the Ovilus X, which is the latest thing that's out there right now. People have seen it on some of the shows, and it actually talks.
Gentry adds more to what people can expect from the ghost hunt.
The ghost hunt is just extremely exciting. It's more hands-on than the ghost tour because the guests actually get to get their hands on equipment, go out and try to find evidence to prove the paranormal exists. And we always welcome skeptics on the ghost hunt. In fact, it's an exciting moment when the skeptical guest, by the end of the experience, is no longer a skeptic.
Petulia says the only challenges with the tour have been trying to find the right ghost stories at the right locations so that it would be convenient for the walking tourists, and choosing which stories would be most appropriate because every tourist is different.
Some of it is the layout of the city on the ghost tour. Just it's very difficult to get all the main ghosts downtown in a round trip. But thank goodness Chattanooga has the free electric shuttle, so folks can go most of the way back on that afterwards. Some of the challenge has just been figuring out what people want, what's appropriate for who, because sometimes they don't know themselves. So we try to help them with that. And before I ever started the ghost tour, I did a lot of research at the downtown library and also at the Regional History Center. To make sure that there were enough ghost stories in the area to entertain people. And it wound up, it wasn't a matter of finding enough stories, it was a matter of picking which ones were the best.
I asked Petulia and Gentry what makes the ghost tour and hunt different than others, and they say the Chattanooga Ghost Tours is the only one to include a ghost hunt to go along with it.
There is no other ghost hunt anywhere as far as I'm involved.
I was about to say that's the most exciting part of it is we're actually one of the pioneers that we were one of the first ghost tours to actually create a ghost hunt that strictly focuses on ghost hunting equipment and evidence for the paranormal.
Gentry is a guide on both the tour and the hunt, and he says one of the reasons why the tour is so exciting is because of Chattanooga's long, fascinating history. The stories he tells do indeed originate from factual information. And he loves having the opportunity to teach the tourists some of that history along with the thrilling entertainment.
Chattanooga has a very long history, and I love the opportunity of being able to teach this history to guests of Chattanooga in a way that's exciting and it's entertaining. All of the stories that we tell on the ghost tour are valid, factual stories, documented stories, also having to do with a lot of Chattanooga's history. The foundation of Chattanooga itself, or the Civil War, where Chattanooga was home to 5 battles in the Civil War. So many of the stories are not only factual stories, but are also just ingrained in Chattanooga's culture and its history.
Petulia and Gentry welcomes everyone to experience the ghost tour and the ghost hunt for themselves because it's one of the more interesting and exciting things to do in Chattanooga.
We definitely welcome anybody to check out our website, ChattanoogaGhostTours.com. We have a lot of pictures that people have taken along the tour of paranormal activity, and not just your run-of-the-mill orbs and, odd random lights. We actually have full apparitions of ghosts, ectoplasm, a lot of really interesting paranormal activity that people capture on film. And then submit to us that we, of course, post on our website, ChattanoogaGhostTours.com.
Orbs are strange photographic images that can occur with a camera's flash, and ectoplasm is a theory that supports the idea that ghosts can still interact in our universe by producing strange substances often captured on film.
And then we do the hunts. Right now, currently, we do it once a week or by special request. If you have 4 members or more, we can do a special hunt pending on availability. But the hunts go on Saturdays at 9:30, and then our regular tour starts every day of the week at 8 p.m.
That was Jeremy Gentry from the Chattanooga Ghost Tours. And again, for more information, you can log on to ChattanoogaGhostTours.com or contact Amy Petulia at 423-821-7125 to make a reservation. For Around and About, I am Bobby Sullivan.